Let's go to Washington. Donald Trump is threatening to revoke the license of one of America's largest television networks. Is he threatening or is he just big-mouthing on Twitter? After reports he demanded a tenfold increase in the size of the country's nuclear arsenal during a meeting with top officials. The US president said it's disgusting that reporters can publish whatever they want. His battle with NBC comes amid a growing number of sources suggesting all is not well within the Trump White House and getting less well by the day. From Washington, our correspondent Simon Marks reports.
In the modern history of the US presidency, we've never heard anything quite like Donald Trump's broadside against a free media. It occurred as the president was sitting alongside Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, who was visiting the White House, and Mr. Trump was intent on pushing back against an NBC News report that he recently demanded a massive build-up in America's nuclear arsenal.
General Mattis put out a statement, or is putting out a statement, saying that that was fake news, that it was just mentioned that way. And it's frankly disgusting the way the press is able to write whatever they want to write. And people should look into it.
It's not quite clear what he meant there by looking into it. After all, the thing that President Trump called disgusting is actually also called a free press, and it's constitutionally guaranteed by America's First Amendment. The press is legally entitled to write whatever it wants to write. That's the whole point. And previously, the president's own press secretary, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, told reporters that he gets it.
Absolutely. The president is an incredible advocate of the First Amendment.
Hard, though, to square that with a president of the United States who is now threatening to review the broadcast licenses held by NBC. The network has been around since 1926. It's won over the decades thousands of awards for its reporting, but it's now regularly accused by President Trump of making it all up.
That was just fake news by NBC, which gives a lot of fake news lately.
Of course, the president used to like NBC. His program, The Apprentice, which in many ways laid the groundwork for his presidential run, was broadcast over the very NBC airwaves that he now finds so offensive. And if he's got a problem with NBC, wait till he reads the latest edition of Vanity Fair magazine. Its reporting, based on interviews with six senior Republicans and Trump advisers, that there is growing concern within the White House about the president's stability. That's an echo of weekend claims by a top Republican senator, Bob Corker, who says the White House is now an adult daycare center. One advisor told Vanity Fair the Trump presidency is unraveling. Of course, the White House denies it and calls it fake news. For Checkpoint, I'm Simon Marks in Washington.